Hello and welcome back to Gecko W Book. I'm not a book, but neither are you. And welcome to Chapter 2. Or Episode 2. It's actually Episode 2, not Chapter 2. It's actually Chapter 6. So yeah. Let's just get right into a chapter, a 6 of the Mighty Squirrel. The Mighty Squirrel woke up. He looked around him and saw his sword hung by the empty fireplace. He was tired, so he tried to sleep in a bit more. Suddenly, the fox appeared in front of him.
"Wake up, Squirrel. It's a beautiful day outside,"
the fox said enthusiastically. The squirrel woke up and groaned, saying he wanted to stay in a bit more.
No. Get up. We have a long day ahead of us,"
said the fox, stealing the squirrel's blanket and placing it on a chair. The squirrel obliged and took his sword as they headed out of the hut. There were 3 straw dummies in front of the hut, one of which was roughly the same size as the squirrel itself.
"Now, little one, I want you to show me that little power of yours."
The squirrel was shocked on how he knew about his aura.
"Don't worry, little one. Ever since you got onto the mountain, I've been watching you."
The squirrel is a little concerned, but he accepts it. The squirrel tries to focus his aura on his sword, but it doesn't work. He tries again, but it still doesn't work. The squirrel realizes what's going on.
"Come, little one. I have an idea."
"What is it?" the squirrel asks.
The fox puts her hand on his shoulder and suddenly he's at the bottom of the peak.
What the? Said the squirrel in a panicked voice.
He looks up and sees the fox with his sword. "You have 10 seconds to get up here, or I break your sword,"
said the fox ominously. Without a second thought, the mighty squirrel ran as fast as he could. His anger brought out his aura, and this time it made him much, much faster.
5, 4, 3, 2,
counted the squirrel, counted the fox. The fox counted, not the squirrel, the fox. Counted the fox as the squirrel raced up just in time to snatch the sword and send his black lightning slash towards the fox. The fox dodged it and said,
"Well done. This aura is beautiful."
The squirrel realizes what she did.
"Now, quickly, slash one of the dummies and try to surround your sword in the aura," said the fox.
The squirrel tried to focus his aura on his sword and slashed one of the dummies perfectly in two. Both halves were extremely burned, and one of them was still sizzling.
The fox was impressed.
After doing that over and over again, he learned how to activate his aura and command, and that's when he started destroying the dummies with ease. After using so much of his energy on the dummies, he collapsed. The fox was happy that the squirrel almost mastered his aura. As they walked into the hut, the fox prepared a pie for the squirrel. The squirrel was very thankful and ate the whole thing. The squirrel hung up his sword, grabbed his blanket from the chair, went to bed, and mentally prepared for the next day. And that's the end of Chapter 6, which is probably... This is the start of his training arc, yeah? I said that last episode. Oh, just so you know, Chapter 8, which is the one after this, it's probably gonna be the best chapter, and it's one of my longest ones as well. But I don't wanna skip all that. Let's just go to Chapter 7. This mighty squirrel woke up to a bright sunny day. It was surprisingly warm for this early in the morning. The squirrel sat up and drank the green tea that was normally made for him by the fox. As the squirrel finished his green tea, the fox
appeared, if not, did I say? As the squirrel finished his green tea, the fox appeared in front of him. The squirrel was a bit startled by this, but it happens every day, so he's starting to get used to it. The fox leads the squirrel out into the dummies. Okay, squirrel, I want you to learn how to quickly form your aura around your sword. Send a barrage of attacks at the dummies. The squirrel obliged and faced the dummies, but something was wrong. Instead of straw, the dummies were made out of a hard steel. Ignoring this, the squirrel sent a black lightning slash towards one of the dummies, but it didn't cut all the way through. The squirrel sent another, but it didn't work again. So he tried one more time, but he ran out of energy before he could summon another one. Ah, you should not underestimate them just because they're dummies, said the fox. You need more training. The squirrel is ready for the training and accepts the challenge. First, summon your aura onto your sword, said the fox. And the squirrel did as he was told. Then slice the air without using the black lightning, said the fox. And the squirrel did as she said. Good. Now you have 9,999 slashes to go, said the fox enthusiastically. The squirrel was already feeling fatigue after the first 100. After a whole day of continuous slashes, the squirrel collapses, and this fox appears out in front of him once again. Only 13 left to go, said the fox. The mighty squirrel was surprised he was able to commit such a feat, and summoned the last of his energy to do the finishing 13. After all this training, the mighty squirrel was ready for the dummies. Focusing his aura into the sword, something happened, and most of the aura went to his arms. The mighty squirrel slashed the air once, and in an anticlimactic moment, collapsed. Tisk, tisk, tisk. Poor squirrel. I think I overworked you for today. You couldn't even destroy one. But as he went to put the dummies away, suddenly all of them were sliced beyond what was considered possible. They weren't even recognizable anymore. The fox was startled by how fast he sliced them. She saw burn marks on the ground all around her. This unimaginable power the squirrel possesses, she said, as the sky went from blue to red to orange, and finally night fell. The squirrel was fast asleep in his blanket next to the fireplace. End of chapter 7. Now, you see, the black lightning slash takes more stamina than surrounding the blade in aura. That's why he was specifically asked to do it without launching it. Because if you didn't know, if you learned from the last one, it's a projectile. So just holding it there without sending it out as a projectile, just charging it there, that takes quite a bit of energy. So, what a feat. But anyway, let's get into chapter 8, one of my favorite chapters. The mighty squirrel woke up early as he had instructions by the fox to collect a specific berry that grows deep in the forest. The squirrel collects his sword and heads out into the forest. After a long walk into the forest, the mighty squirrel entered some sort of swamp and encountered a giant frog. The frog was about the size of a boulder and had green algae growing on it. Although it was huge and terrifying, it was quite docile. The mighty squirrel caught one of the giant flies, which about the size of a watermelon, around the area and gave it to the frog. The frog much appreciated it and followed the mighty squirrel until the edge of the swamp, where it croaked as a form of goodbye. As the squirrel entered deep into the forest, he saw a young fox. The fox was cautious and drew his sword. The squirrel made a rustling sound as he unsheathed his sword. In doing so, the fox turned out to be a male fox who had a katana in his hands. "Who's there?" the fox shouted.
"I can smell you," the fox said after taking a deep breath.
The mighty squirrel slowly walks out of the bushes into the light so that the fox may see him.
"Who are you?"
the fox said aggressively. Before the squirrel could answer, the fox lunges at him. The fox tries to attack the squirrel, but the squirrel is able to block all his attacks.
"What do you want from me?"
the fox said angrily. The squirrel was getting confused and annoyed. As the squirrel parried one last attack, he gave the fox a swift hand chop to the neck. And the fox fainted. The squirrel did not know what to do and left the body in a pile of leaves. The squirrel continued walking through the forest and finally found the berry bush and was about to collect them, but he noticed the berries had faces on them. Each face was different and had different emotions. One of them seemed angry and black. One was sad and had a bit of a bluish hue, but one shone the brightest. For some reason, this fox said to get the happiest berry. At the moment, the squirrel did not know what that meant. So the squirrel picked the shining golden berry, which gave out a smile as it slowly dimmed. The squirrel put the berry in his pocket and started back to the mountains. But as he walked back, he heard footsteps behind him. They were slow. And as the squirrel looked behind him, he saw the fox, but his eyes were pale. Suddenly his limbs grew long and skinny, and his face became completely distorted. The squirrel was about to fight, but then he remembered he had the berry. Instead of fighting, he ran. The monster behind the squirrel was swift and caught up to him, but the squirrel was able to dodge all the attacks thrown at him. The squirrel ran and ran and was passing the swamp, where he slid and fell. As the monster was about to attack, a big pink tongue came out of nowhere and caught the monster and pulled it back to where it came from, a frog's mouth. The squirrel was relieved and the frog was happy to see the squirrel and allowed the squirrel to ride on its back. The frog started towards the mountains, taking 10-foot leaps every leap. As the frog got to the mountain's base, he let the squirrel down and went back to the swamp. The squirrel was extremely impressed by how quick the frog got him there. The squirrel got to the top of the peak and met the fox in the hut.
"Amazing job, little one,"
said the fox as she took the berry, put it on a stick and burnt it on the fireplace until it was crispy. The squirrel was confused and kind of hurt. The fox then crushed it and put it into a cup with hot water and took a sip.
"Delicious," said the fox.
But before she explained why she made the squirrel get the berry, he was already fast asleep in his blanket by the fireplace.
That's chapter 8. You see what I mean? See what I mean? It's
a good episode, yeah? So, fox demon creature.
Wait, no, you don't know it's a demon yet. Crap.
Fox creature. I already spoiled it. I'm sorry. It's the fox, whatever creature, got eaten by a giant frog. So, that's cool. The frog is extremely strong, apparently, and smart. So, yeah. But anyway, let's get into chapter 9, which is actually IX. So that's pretty cool, because 10 is X and then 11 is XI, because it's supposed to be, you know, whatever. Yeah. Chapter 9. The mighty squirrel was shocked to hear that the fox tribe were colonized and had a spell put on them by some unknown creatures. For whenever they got angry, they would awaken the demon heart that was implanted in them. The squirrel wondered if the fox was also part of the tribe.
Don't worry, young one. I was able to escape before it was taken over. But my other friends,
but not so lucky. The squirrel felt bad, but would not be discouraged. The new training was going to be difficult, as he was to create new abilities. Different abilities will help you in different situations, like your quick slash ability, said the fox, so try thinking of new abilities. But the squirrel had been waiting to try an ability called Lightning Rapier, which launches an arc of lightning from his sword, which would explain the holes in the dummies. Finally, the squirrel gets to fight one of the fox's new dummies that are enchanted and have the ability to dodge attacks. The squirrel was struggling to hit the dummies with his lightning strikes.
Listen, young one, you must aim where they're going, not where they are, said the fox, watching from our rocking chair next to the house. So the squirrel tried it once and again and actually hit one and did devastating damage, destroying one dummy. But then something happened. The lightning jumped to the other dummies and destroyed them as well.
Good job, little one. The mastery it takes to do these abilities is incredible,
the fox said happily. After a while of practicing, his abilities were able to bend the arcs and control where they went. The squirrel was now able to try and hit this fox herself. This was not going to be an easy feat. Striking everywhere with his lightning attack, he wasn't able to land a hit on her. But then he had an idea. So he threw his sword at her but missed, or at least that's what he shot.
Haven't we been practicing, little one?
The fox said. But suddenly the earth around where the sword was started to crack, and the conducting electricity came out of the ground and struck the fox, but she barely had a bruise on her. Because of the energy used to perform this, of controlling lightning at such a distance, the squirrel blacked out.
And there you go, that is chapter 9. That's one of my shortest chapters, to be honest, but
hey, there you go.
Alright, now let's get into the final chapter to finish off this 17-minute episode. The last one was 18, so this might be 20. Anyway, chapter 10.
The mighty squirrel wakes up in his usual manner and makes some green tea for the fox and himself. As he looks away for 1 second, the fox appears instantly and starts drinking her tea. At this point, the squirrel is unfazed with this, as it happens every day. The fox and the squirrel go outside of the hut for their usual training. However, someone is already outside waiting for them.
Luffy!
Shouted the mighty squirrel as he went to greet his friend. Luffy had a bag and, of course, his glowing orb.
Luffy missed squirrel,
said Luffy in his usual gruff voice. The fox was glad Luffy was able to make it, for she had invited him the previous night. Luffy was sitting beside the fox as she was giving the squirrel his next training regimen.
Today we are going to train an offensive ability, one that will be advantageous in battle, said the fox,
and almost instantly one of our enchanted dummies started to attack the squirrel. The squirrel was able to block one of the dummy's attack and knock it back. After this, the squirrel planted his sword into the ground and used lightning rapier and split it into 20 different arcs. Doing this made a shield of electricity.
I call this move Lightning Aegeus,
said the squirrel proudly. The dummy tried to attack the squirrel, but the Aegeus sparks went towards the dummy like a bubble and struck the dummy, obliterating it.
Wow, squirrel, very strong. Much stronger than Luffy,
Luffy said happily.
Very nice, squirrel,
the fox said, as the Aegeus disappeared. However, the squirrel was still standing there. The fox went to investigate and found that the squirrel had passed out from all the electricity he had used.
Little one, we need to work on your stamina, This can't happen every day now, can it? Said the fox. Fox concerned.
Luffy was also worried about the squirrel, but the fox reassured him that the squirrel is just alright.
That's the end of chapter 10.
And that is actually the end of this episode. 20 minutes, yeah? But, yeah.
That was the mighty squirrel.
And I'll see you guys next time. This is a GigoW book.
A goodbye.